Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers, and I'm here with co-host Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I've got my apron on. How are you?
I'm fine, but not nearly as prepared as you are. I didn't wear any, you know, appropriate clothing.
It's not preparation. I am messier.
Even on the radio. And we're lucky because we're joined this morning with our special friend and guest, Chef Marco Davis. Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we have a special event coming up to talk with you about pretty soon, but I wanted to start talking this morning because we promised last food talk, Linda, that we would talk about entree salads, like dinner salads, whole meal salads this time, because last time we were on, it was a sunny day.
It sounded good.
It seemed so salad-y.
Yeah. Well, before we begin, I would like to mention that all three of us here, Marianne, Marco, and myself, Linda, that we are friendly and genial people. And so if in the background you hear something that sounds like a wood chipper, it is a wood chipper because they are doing some work right outside the window. But I don't want you to, like, think all Fargo.
Between there's the no bodies
no,
in there.
Between the three of us,
as far as we know.
I don't think
you know what really goes into the pies.
No. Sweeney. But between the three of us, I don't think there's a single grudge that we hold. So it is trees going into that chipper. And if it sounds over us, that's all that it is trees.
That's right. Yes. We're just clearing power lines and I don't know, whatever else they're doing out there, which smells really good. All of that, those tree trimmings, our parking lot is very fragrant this morning. I think we're more than capable of talking loudly over any ambient noise, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So talk to me, Linda, talk to all of us about what you were thinking about salads.
Well, I can't think of like a good way to put it, but salad is one of my all-purpose like garbage things. And that sounds awful, but when you have stuff in your fridge, like if, and sometimes I'll create it purposefully, like if I grill the night before meat or vegetables, I'll do more than I need so that I have some to chop up and put in the salad. And if I have vegetables that are going south, you know, of course there's that aspect of it, the dump what you have in there. I have a friend who may be named after a state in the south or maybe not. And she always says, if you have to go to the store for salad or soup, you're not doing it right. But anyway, there's some that are so delicious too. I love the grilled romaine salads.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to make it, if you want to, you have to get your grill really hot so that you get those grill marks on the romaine before the whole thing goes all soggy and limp, you know. But that's something that I like a lot. I like sometimes shortcut salads. I mean, you know, you feel like taking a shortcut. And there's so many like prepared salads. And I mean like pasta salads or rice salads or vegetable salads, like especially, you know, like they have really good ones at the co-op. And if you like the flavor of that prepared like non-lettuce salad, you can just buy a little container of it and dump it on some lettuce with whatever vegetables you have going south in your fridge. And I just realized that everything I'm saying just sounds like garbage. Your turn.
Well, salad niçoise is one of my very, very, very favorite.
Oh, yeah.
You make a good one.
It's really easy to make a good one. And interestingly, even amongst the people of Italy, there's a whole bunch of opinions about how to do it properly. Oddly, isn't that odd? Like what? There is with every recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen recipes that actually have tuna. Some of them don't. But I like it with tuna, either grilled fresh tuna or just really high quality canned tuna from one of our local canneries, really ideal, and makes it like an entire meal very inexpensive because you just need a couple hard-boiled eggs and you need some little roasted potatoes and some fresh green beans. And we're going to be in tomato season in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And
so early this year.
Oh, so lovely. Mm-hmm. There is just an upside to wanky weather, and one of them is early strawberries and lots of tomatoes for us locally here. Anyway, just all of those things on a bed of lettuce or not, and some red onion. And I like it just tossed with a little Dijon vinaigrette, although I'm sure there's all kinds of ways that you could change the dressing around and still have a fabulous salad. And the other thing is, here we are in fresh crab and beautiful local pink shrimp world, and Louis are...
Oh, they're it.
Yeah, they're totally it. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm kind of a traditionalist about Louis, and I like that homemade Thousand Island dressing, but I wonder what you two would normally put on a shrimp or crab salad.
Oh my gosh, for myself, all I like is some melted butter
with
garlic.
Oh, man.
It's like salad minus the lettuce, yeah, minus the eggs, minus so the olives.
I've never been a fan of the cocktail sauces or, yeah, you know, I do like the Thousand Island dressing, but I'm a purist with that. It's just like with pancakes. I only put butter on pancakes, you know.
No syrup.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No.
There's some, I mean, the flavor of the crab is so incredible.
I know.
Like, butter is the only thing that really, and I don't even know why I use the butter. I think it's just fun to dip your finger, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my stepson, and I hate saying stepson because I wish I'd given birth to him, but it sounds like a liar if I don't. My stepson is a crabber, so we have a lot of crab, not because we're incredibly wealthy, we're just incredibly lucky. But I've been experimenting with those really delicious flavored vinegars, the drinking vinegars,
oh,
the
man.
Shrubs, do you know?
Yes.
That are all around town. And so we're a crab Louie, and that's one of my family's favorites. We'll normally just have that Thousand Island dressing, and that's good. But after 40 years, you kind of want something different. And so what I've been doing is just mixing those flavored vinegars with mayonnaise. And I'm not even making my own mayonnaise. I'm not even ashamed to admit. But like that mango habanero.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
heaven.
Yeah, that is so good.
And then we've done like a crab and bean thing with that locally made tomatillo and jalapeno,
yeah,
and just really delicious things, and so easy, just mayonnaise and a flavored vinegar. And so I found that all I have to do is just taste the vinegar, and even there's some interesting spices, you know, around town. Just taste it and think, would that be good with crab? And then I just mix it with mayo and bing!
Everything's better with mayo.
I think I'm a genius.
You are.
On the very simplest level.
It's common knowledge, you are.
And simple is the best way to cook anything, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. That seems to be spring. You just want to be outside. You don't want to be spending hours. And I don't mind spending hours making things, but I just don't want to do it in the spring. And that's why I think that entree salads are so brilliant. The produce is so fresh, and they're just so fast to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as we go through the summer, we get even more, like fresh off the cob corn and, you know, things that we add in, peppers and tomatoes, things that are just over the horizon for us.
Yeah.
In terms
That's
of
one of my favorite things to do with salads is to make like a corn salsa up and to have it and just keep it in the fridge and get Little Mary's goat cheese at the Sunday market and put that just with a bunch of greens or arugula and avocado.
Yeah.
And it's just like the best snack you could ever wish for.
You just made a really brilliant salad over the weekend for a fundraiser.
Yes, I was so excited about that one.
Well, this is totally atypical of my husband to say, because he got to go to that dinner. I was out of town. And I said, what was your favorite thing? And he said, this salad was fabulous.
Wow.
What was it?
So it was arugula, and then I sauteed up asparagus and grilled donut peaches.
No.
And so I put the grilled asparagus and donut peaches over the top of the arugula and then poured the juice from the peaches over the top with some balsamic vinegar and some blue cheese. It was pretty awesome.
There's a moment of reverent silence.
But you know, a little bit more now.
Yeah, and it was very, very simple, but it was just perfect.
Yeah, perfect asparagus season.
Oh, it is.
We have recently done a whole asparagus show because too perfect right
now.
Yeah,
there's just it's the one thing this time of year that I miss being able to eat.
Oh yeah,
because they're so delicate and beautiful. And
they are that.
Mm.
So do you have things like, when you mentioned arugula, okay, so there's, in all parts of cooking for me, I have all-purpose fixers. Do you know what I mean? Shallots are one of them. It doesn't taste good enough. I'm going to put some shallots in there, you know, that kind of thing. And do you have things, like when you said arugula, that's one of my all-purpose fixers. My salad is just too boring. I'm going to put some arugula in there. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have, like, all-purpose fixers for salads, things that just, like, if you just put it in there, it makes it better. Does that make sense?
Fresh basil for me. Okay, I always like to chop up a little fresh basil or rosemary out of the garden. It just kind of gives it that little extra jump.
Yeah.
But arugula is one of those things, especially.
How about you? Do you have any all-purpose fixers?
Fresh lemon juice or fresh citrus juice, because it could be grapefruit, orange, when the Caracara oranges are around, yipes. Yeah. that's a fixer for whatever.
Send a car for me.
Champagne.
Yeah, right?
Well, and then we haven't talked about croutons.
Let's talk about croutons. You go.
Okay, so I really like croutons in soup and in salad. I just do, and so when I have some bread that, apparently a lot of things go south at my house, but if I have some bread that's getting stale, going south, I really, there's not a lot that I make that I used bread for, except croutons. So I just chop it up and into those squares, and I put it in the freezer, and then it's just ready. And so I like sturdy bread for croutons, because if you use something that's like a potato roll, the dressing just it immediately.
Yeah.
But I'll put a little bit of butter and a little bit of olive oil in a skillet, because I don't have patience for the oven, and just fry them up. And then when I'm done, either I'll have a little bit of garlic in the skillet with them, or I'll just put some garlic salt on them. But any kind of fresh herb that you have can go in the pan, anything that you think will marry with the salad. But I think that fresh croutons are really a nice touch that makes the salad seem special.
Yeah, and soup too. Mm-hmm. And also, croutons made like that grind up into killer breadcrumbs, you know, when
so
they're really good for fish or
spanking
anything.
Spanking your fish.
Yep, spanking your fish.
Spanking your fish.
We learned that one.
I need to know.
That's the one we learned from Uriah. That's we always right. would spank the fish and
I've been married
crumbs.
65 years. There's so much of this lingo. I don't know. But we are counting in dog years, just so you know.
For those of you who have not had the pleasure, because we do have new people in town. Uriah Halsey is the owner and was the chef at Colombian Cafe, which is legendary in this town for the last almost 40 years.
Yep. God, he could cook.
Yes. And he had the nerve to retire. So annoying. Anyway, I got to say that I was just at a beautiful inn and quite famous restaurant up on Lummi Island in Washington over the weekend. And the breakfast chef came out to talk with me and said that one of the things she used to love when her family would come to Astoria in the summers was having breakfast at the Colombian Cafe. She was crushed to hear that Uriah had stopped spanking fish with breadcrumbs.
So many action verbs.
I know. They're the best.
I know. I need to, I'm happy to actually remind all of you that you are listening to Coast Community Radio. This is Food Talk. I'm Marianne, I'm here with Linda Perkins and Marco Davis, and we're talking about dinner salads, but we are soon to be talking about an event coming up. Food Talk is a production of North Coast Food Web, a local nonprofit that seeks to cultivate a healthy community and a vibrant economy through food and agriculture. So we're interested in everything from, from planting it to... and I think that someone else is here to talk with us.
Two other people.
All right, good. We're good. Just in time.
Just in time.
Good morning. You're just in time. Because we are here to talk about Farm to Fork Dinner, that is a project of Astoria Co-op Grocery. You do that. Let me welcome Matt Stanley. Good morning.
Hi.
Matt.
Good morning.
General Manager of Astoria Co-op Grocery. And Grace, tell me how to say your last name.
Layman.
Okay. I am never sure when I look at it on a piece of paper. And you're here from Columbia Memorial Hospital?
I am.
So we're here to talk about Farm to Fork, which this time is a fundraiser for the North Coast Food Web's Fruit Box Project, which is a collaboration between North Coast Food Web and Astoria Co-op Grocery, and results in boxes of beautiful organic seasonal fruit delivered to three high schools, Seaside, Warrenton, and Astoria High Schools, every Monday morning throughout the school year. And we are so lucky to have Astoria Co-op Grocery makes this project possible. So we're very grateful, and we're very excited about Farm to Fork. So tell us when and where and what we can look forward to.
It's going to be on June 2nd at the Coho Room at the old cooking school.
On the OSU campus here in Astoria. It used to be the seafood kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to go there and watch Eric Jenkins cook for all of us, and now he's cooking down at Bowie Beer, and you're going to be in that beautiful demonstration kitchen, which is the perfect place to sit and watch your meal be created before your very eyes.
It's such a fun time. It really, really is.
And if you haven't been in there, there's cameras looking down on the kitchen, and so you get to watch Marco on a screen. And you get to see him preparing the food and also entertaining you at the same time. So yeah, we've done this several times. It always sells out. And so if you want to go, I think we've sold a lot of tickets already. So you go to our webpage, astoria.coop. It's a co-op domain. And it will send you to a link for Eventbrite. And you actually purchase the tickets online. This time we're doing it a little bit differently. And yeah, so we're excited. It's going to be another good one.
It's very exciting. So, Grace, tell me about the partnership with Columbia Memorial Hospital on this. This is your facility, right?
Correct. It is our. We now use it as a community education center. And Columbia Memorial got involved as a part of being a Plane Tree designated hospital. One of our focuses is on the nutrition and health and well-being of our community. And this event is a great way for the community to learn about where to source organic local foods grown in our area, as well as provide just a sense of community, getting together for a meal, and socializing. It's just a great event all around that really embodies what it means for us to be a Plane Tree designated hospital.
And what's awesome too is that we, not only the farmers that we source from provide us with the food, but they come to the dinner too and are there to talk about their farms and the way that they grow produce and what works well and what doesn't work well, and there to answer questions with people that are curious about what they can grow at their homes or what works well for their kitchens.
So who's going to be there this time?
We've got a few confirmed so far. Stockhouse Farms, always.
Oh, excellent.
46 North, and I'm spacing out on the name of another one at the moment. Glory B.
Glory B.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Well, that's the farm part, but I want to hear about the fork part. Do you know? I mean, I know it's also seasonal. Do you have an idea at all what you'll be serving?
We never know until like the week of is usually when I call the farmers and see what's in and what's available, and then we kind of put the menu together from that and find out what kind of what the best fish is that we can get our hands on.
And it usually is a fish, right?
Yeah,
Marco. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been asking, you know, about the menu, and so and there's not a ton of information on the Eventbrite webpage, and it's because we are waiting and we kind of figure out what is out there. We want to try to feature the stuff that's local and available.
I can say that for the dessert, the plan is that we're going to do rhubarb and strawberry something.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping to do some gluten-free biscuits and do a rhubarb strawberry shortcake for dessert.
No.
Yeah.
And we're seeing local strawberries already.
Yes.
It's
and
amazing.
I was just talking to Glory B, and he said that they will definitely have some strawberries
nice.
Available. So.
You had me at rhubarb.
All right. My favorite. It's and who knows, I might do that. That salad was an experiment for me. The
oh,
one
but it fr- sounds
so,
so good.
I might do that one again for the farm to fork. It just depends, you know. I have issues sometimes with repeating myself,
okay.
But we could do a theme and variation.
But still, just that it's wide open, it's like
I
the
know.
World's best grab bag.
Yes, it is. It's so true.
It
so true.
Truly is. Mm-hmm. It truly is. And it's not like we don't know already. This is not the first time that the co-op and the hospital have collaborated to produce this event.
Mm-hmm. Is this
and
our sixth one?
Ooh, it might be
fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. So we have the experience of lots of good food already. We don't have to worry. The food is just a given. Just come. It's a wonderful event. It's a very fun evening, and it's a hugely worthy cause. Different nonprofits around the community have benefited from this event, so it is always a way for you to spoil yourself and have a great time, and accidentally, bonus, do something wonderful for the community. So I encourage everybody. It's the 2nd, right?
The
June
2nd. It's a Thursday evening.
What time does it start?
6?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if that sounds like something that you would like to do, and of course it does, you
does.
Should definitely go on to Astoria Co-op website and sign up, because what will happen if you don't is that there won't be any tickets left.
And you can't sign up at the store this time. It's all online.
It's all online. Mm-hmm. So...
And I think it's worth mentioning, too, that, you know, the reason we're able to actually make money to donate to a cause from this is a big reason is because Marco volunteers his time. This
mm-hmm.
and Grace, I mean, this is a ton of work to put this on. And we have co-op board members and staff and hospital staff. All these people are hands on deck to put this event on. And that's what allows us to raise a pretty significant amount of money for whoever we've chosen as the beneficiary for the event. So that's huge, and we super appreciate all the work that Marco and the hospital and co-op board and staff all put into it to make it happen.
Do you choose a different beneficiary every year?
It rotates. Mm-hmm.
It rotates. This will be the third time I think that we've done the fruit boxes,
mm-hmm.
just because it's
okay.
such an important thing, and it's getting its legs in the community, so we try to help that one out because it's so important.
And did we talk about what that is a little bit? It's fruit, you know, at the schools, but I think it's intended, you know, for kids going by the office, or maybe they have to go, you know, talk with the counselor or the principal. They get to pick a organic piece of fruit as a healthy snack option in the middle of their day.
It was actually introduced to the North Coast Food Web as a project by Chad Sweet, who was at the time an administrator through Astoria School District, and he had been part of a program like that in Hood River.
Nice.
And it was obvious to the staff at some point that a lot of times misbehaving or failing in class was hunger related,
mm-hmm.
and also when somebody gets sent to the counselor or the office for disciplinary reasons, it's always, we all know, it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation. And having something like that available is sort of makes an easier entree into that situation. But what has happened for the fruit box locally in Clatsop County is that although the baskets of fruit are outside the counselor's office or the vice principal's office or wherever the individual school wants us to put them, everybody in school knows that it's there. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's hungry can go by and get apple. There's always a couple kinds of fruit every week. And I have recently just this school year started getting letters from students and staff at the three high schools we serve talking about how meaningful having that awesome. There is, and often saying we need more. Mm-hmm. They're starting now because it's really has gotten legs over the years yep. to run out.
Yep.
So having help from the co-op and the hospital and all the other ways that we raise money for this project will hopefully allow us in this next school year to be able to add Napa. We'd love to nice. Be able to go to Napa High School too, and to allow us to make a second delivery in the middle of the week to anybody who's out,
nice.
Because that's just not good to run out of good food.
And another important volunteer is Tom Myers, who picks up the fruit at the co-op every week and brings it out to the schools. Another important piece of how this is yep. sustained. And then people also just plunk their change into a donation mm-hmm. jar at each mm-hmm. register at the co-op, and that actually adds up to a decent
That's
amount.
That's an incredibly meaningful contribution. About every 3 or 4 months, Carissa at the co-op counts up that jar money, and it's amazing
yep.
how much money people just putting their change in the jar adds up to in the course of a year. So really, this whole thing of getting healthy snacks to kids who need them is a huge community project. So many people have pitched in for that. So we're really looking forward to this big, spectacular celebration on the
yes.
second to celebrate that, and also to salt a little money away so that we can expand the program next school year. That's the plan.
Very cool. Yeah.
So, what else, Marco? Tell us something else. Are we gonna? We're gonna hear from some farmers.
Yep.
So I bet Teresa Retzloff is gonna be there.
Yep. And Rob and Diane will be there as well.
All right. And very articulate and yep. so knowledgeable.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah.
And they usually bring a couple of their. They get woofers every year to yeah. come and work on their farm.
And what is that?
Those are student, like interns, I guess mm-hmm. you'd call them, that travel around to different farms to kind of work for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two dinners that we've done, they've brought two or three of their woofers out to help with the serving of the food and prepping and such.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah.
And it's a real kickoff to market season, too.
Yes.
It is.
So all of our local markets start in June.
When does the Thursday market start?
The Thursday market, which is also known as River People Farmers Market, starts on Thursday, June 23rd this year, and runs into the first week in October.
Okay.
So it's... It's 16 weeks every year, and I get people, often people from out of the area going, why don't you start sooner? And the reason is because we feature very, very local producers, and here on the coast, that's when we start having something
season.
To sell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So June 23rd, and it's we're moving this year because the building we've been in the parking lot of at 13th and Duane for 5 years, holy cow, got sold. And so the city has offered us space at 12th and Exchange. So we're just moving about a block and a half down the street.
Okay.
And
it'll be bigger.
Yeah, we have a bigger space. So I'm very excited. And I think we're going to have a couple of new vendors this year. And all of your favorites from years past, and live music and pie walk and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to make flower bouquets again.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. The flowers from 46 North Farm are stunning.
Yes.
I was actually thinking about you, like what your favorite number would be, and I bet it's like 3.14152 because that is pie. And
that
nobody makes pie like Mary and
Oh,
and
that...
I was thinking about Pam Allen, you know, she won that. Her favorite number is probably 7.8 million. She won the lottery.
Wow.
And now I think your number is 4 because your goal is to get into MAT for high schools, which I think is such
yeah.
a good goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited to start market season for all of the markets. There's a ton of farmers markets around Clatsop County
mm-hmm.
and Tillamook County, just right over the line. Manzanita is just barely not in Clatsop County. And I do want to let people know that this year we're part of, River People is part of a statewide program of a select number of farmers markets that are going to be part of the Double Up Food Bucks project, so we're going to be able to have an increased presence for our SNAP Match program, which allows folks on food assistance to double their money at the market and thereby afford healthy, locally produced mm-hmm. food.
That is so cool.
So we'll talk more about that as we go along, but oddly, we're at the top of the hour. I don't know how that happened.
None of us have been in the wood chipper.
And the tree trimming guys are so polite. I think they didn't chip a single thing while we were talking because they are right outside the window. I want to remind you that you're listening to Coast Community Radio. It's 10 o'clock on the dot. Coming up, NPR News. We are KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, and Tillamook. I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, Linda Perkins, who is off to
thank
work.
You.
I want to say thanks to special guests Matt Stanley, Grace Lehman, and Marco Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you all. And we'll see you on June 2nd.
Awesome.
Yay.